friends and listeners, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we declare, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, we must work together to win the lost. And I'm excited to tell you that today's message is exactly the tools you need to be an effectual witness of the gospel to unbelievers, sinners, and backsliders. The Holy Spirit downloaded this message into my spirit fast and furiously over a 2-day period, and I believe it reveals great truths on how we can reach the unsaved. It is entitled, 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved. I know you're going to want this CD, so I'll be back at the end to tell you how to order 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved. Now I'm going to give you 8 things that they're blind to or why they're blind. Okay, first of all, they are blind by self-righteousness. I'm okay, you're okay. We're all okay. We're all good people. I'm a good person. How many know that if you were to go walking down the streets around the city and you said, I'm conducting a survey, do you think you're going to go to heaven? Why, absolutely. Why do you think you're going to go to heaven? Because I'm a good person. I don't hurt anybody. I try to be good. I give to the Salvation Army every Christmas. And they'll start telling you all the good things that they do. And they think their goodness is good enough to get them into heaven. But there's a huge problem with that, because in order for you to say something is good, you have to have a standard, okay? What's the standard of good, okay? You know, when the Consumer Reports or the United Laboratories, before they put their seal of approval on something, they test it all out, and they'll say, okay, this one was good, but this one was better, and this one was best. But there's got to be a standard. Well, this one, whatever it might have been, you know, what if it could be air conditioner. It put out so much cold air, but this one put out more cold air. But this one put out a lot more cold air. And this one only used this much electricity, et cetera, et cetera. They have a standard. There has to be a standard, or you cannot say, put a label on what it is. When people go around saying they're good, by whose standard? By your standard? Well, what if my standard's different from your standard? You say that's good, but I say, no, I think this is good. But no, she says this is good. Well, the other person thinks this is good. So whose standard are we going to use? We can't have 1,000 different standards for good. We got to have one. So who's going to decide what it is? I'm not going to let you decide for me what's good, because I may not agree with your good, and vice versa. There has to be a standard of good, and there's only one that's good, and that's God. So the only standard is God's standard. So when people say, well, I'm good, and they think they're going to get into heaven, they're trying to get into heaven on their standard. But the Bible says there's only one perfect one, and that's Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And you've got to have his righteousness in order to meet God's standard of good. See, some people are blinded because they think they're good. And maybe they are good compared to so-and-so. Compared to that guy, I'm a saint. Compared to her, I'm an angel. But are you good compared to the standard that God has put in his word? And we can simplify it real easy and come down to the Ten Commandments. Amen? We can simplify it because that's just the broad guides, and then there's a lot of things to come under that. So you see, the definition of I'm a good person is not going to get you into heaven. Self-righteousness. See, Paul tried all that. He said, before I was converted, if you want to go by the law, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. I kept the law. I ate a kosher diet. I went to synagogue every Sabbath, and I did all of these things. And I want you to know that if you want to go by the law of righteousness, I was a very righteous person. He said, and I defended the faith. I blindly, but with everything within me, I defended the faith and what I believed in. Amen? So Paul understood that. What about the Jews? We just read that in general, the Jews did not receive, only a remnant did. Well, why? Why was that so? It tells us, you don't have to go there, but if you're taking notes, Romans 9, 31 and 32. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. They tried to go by their good works, going every Sabbath to the synagogue, keeping the dietary laws, being circumcising all the male children. All of these, you know, and when really it was 613 laws that they expanded that they had to keep. And he said they were trying to do it that way, but that is not going to get you in. Let's look at a really good example. I love this story, Mark, the 10th chapter. You can turn with me there because we need to look at this. We're going to hear in the voice and the words of this young man, we're going to hear a lot of people that you meet in your life, on your job, in your home, wherever. You're going to hear their voice through his words. Mark 10, 17. And when he, that would be Jesus, was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He started off calling Jesus good. And Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Let me take 1 second to say, Jesus was not denying that he was good. He wasn't refusing the compliment. He was saying, there's only one good, and that's God. So if you think I'm good, you are just now confessing that I'm God. I'm sure there were a lot of people standing around that heard that, went, oh, he just said he was God. Yes, that's what he always said. Amen? It's exactly what he said. So if he didn't mean it, then he was a liar, a lunatic, or he really was God. You got to decide. Okay, so let's go on. Thou knowest the commandments, Jesus speaking. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness or do not lie. Defraud not. Don't steal. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, the young man said, Master, all these I have kept from my youth. I told you I'm a good person too. I'm a good guy. I've done all these from a little boy. And I love this next verse. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. I want you to know that Jesus loves every sinner. I want you to know there's not one sinner, whether he's kind of good like this guy or in the very pit, in the pigsty of sin. Jesus loves the sinner. And don't ever forget that when you're talking to a sinner. Remember, Jesus died for them. If you see that person as someone Jesus died for, it will greatly influence the way you treat them and how you speak to them. He loved him and he said, but you lack one thing. Go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven, and then you can come and take up your cross and follow me. But he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had many possessions. Now notice here that Jesus stated that the young man, that he loved him, we see that he loved him, but the young man stated that he had kept all the commandments. Didn't he say, I kept all the commandments from my youth? But that wasn't true, was it? Because Jesus pointed out, well, you didn't exactly keep the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before you. Because obviously your money is your God. Because you won't want to give your money up, see? In his case, money was his God. So Jesus was saying, now wait a minute here, you haven't kept them all. And you obviously have not kept number 10, thou shalt not covet. Or thou shalt not be greedy. Because obviously, now you're put to the test and he's, wait a minute, he was not willing. He was not willing. The Lord doesn't ask everybody that gets saved, sell your house, sell your car, and give everything away. He only does it to people that are greedy and that are covetousness, and money is their God. Because you can read in Luke, and I'm not going to go there, but you can read about Zacchaeus, who was a rich man, and he was a very bad sinner. He wasn't a nice guy like this guy. He was the bad kind of sinner. This guy was a good sinner, and Zacchaeus was a bad sinner because he stole from people. He stole off the Jews to give to the Romans and to put in his own pocket. But when he came to be saved, Jesus didn't tell him to sell all he had and give it to the poor. Why not? Because Zacchaeus didn't have a covetous heart. On his own accord, he said, Lord, whatever I got, I'm going to sell. And I'm going to give fourfold back to everybody that I stole from. And I'm going to give to the poor, because he didn't have a covetous heart. He was willing to do it on his own, but not this young man. His God was money. So Jesus had to speak a tough thing to him. It was not meant to hurt him, but it was to show him that money was his God and that he was trusting in his own goodness because he wanted to know how he was going to inherit eternal life. And that means go to heaven. So he was trusting in his own goodness that that was going to get him in. And I want to tell you that there are millions of people today that are in the same boat. They're trusting in their own goodness. But let me tell you something. Jesus only came to save sinners. He didn't come to save so-called good people. Before you can be saved, you've got to acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Amen? So that means that you have got to receive from Jesus, because the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, 9, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And how many know we will definitely boast like he did? Titus 3:5 said that it's not by works of righteousness that he has saved us, but by his mercy he has washed us and regenerated us by the washing of the water. Amen. It's his mercy, nothing that we've done. So I don't care if you are a good person compared to that person or compared to this person. I ask you, who wants to be the best sinner that goes to hell? So if everybody on your job calls you good in your family, in your community, if they give you an award for humanitarian goodness, you are a great person. And they put your picture on the front page of the Baltimore Sun and the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of that. And everybody knows you're a good person according to the standards of the world. But you do not know Jesus. You might be the best sinner that goes to hell.
Amen, amen. Surely the Holy Spirit has birthed this word into our hearts so we can be able and effectual witnesses and ministers of the New Testament. I believe you can discern the spirit of conviction that was upon the delivery as these truths penetrated the hearts of the hearers, shedding light in dark places and peeling away layers of resistance. It also serves to enlighten us how to deal with hard cases when witnessing of Christ. Paul said that Satan is a mind blinder, and he uses these 8 strategies to keep people from getting saved. Number 1, I'm a good person. Number 2, they're not ready to give up sin. Number 3, no fear of God. Number 4, no fear of hell. Number 5, I've got plenty of time. Number 6, the fear of man. Number 7, too many hypocrites. And number 8, I just can't live this Christian life. Every point is scripturally supported. There's enough anointed ammunition in this teaching to prepare you to be a powerful soul winner. You can order 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved on CD for a love gift of $10. Ask for order SK151. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 151. Send your gift of $10 or more to help us pay for radio time to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You may also order online at rghardy.org. There you will find many other spiritual resources by my dad, Brother Hardy, and myself. The mailing address, again, is P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, Maranatha.